SBS Radio.
It is a collaboration between my organisation, Still Here, and the Koori Youth Council. We're still here since the COVID restrictions have been occurring. I've been running and platforming other First Nations artists through a series which I've titled Medicine Song, which has been a response to a need for First Nations music for, first and foremost, our people to have some music to engage with in this time when we can't actually go and attend performances and watch other First Nations artists that usually we might be able to, and that we also benefit from immensely, to the point where it is very much medicinal. It's healing, it's empowering, it's all the good things that make for an ingredient that is quite integral to our lives as First Nations people. That series has been running for, I think, about 5 weeks. I've run the series so far, and I was approached by the Koori Youth Council to see if there was a way to collaborate and incorporate this series that I'd begun to get out there. For me, definitely, an organisation such as Koori Youth Council, with the work that they do with young people, I think they're an incredibly empowering organisation, and their whole operation is geared around the empowerment of young First Nations people. So to be able to collaborate with them on something that, I guess, they obviously have that value as well with that organisation around the power of high calibre Indigenous people giving their skills back to share into a community activity in a way that can help everybody realise their sense of empowerment and their sense of strength was, you know, something that they valued in wanting to bring Medicine Songs into their youth summit. And so it is really a positive arrangement, and it will showcase a very wonderful lineup. The first week has Alice Skye, and we've got some other announcements coming up for the future weeks as well, which they're all going to be really beautiful performances. And having it as something that's a part of a broader conference, which I believe the digital conference started today with some activities today, it makes it very powerful, and I'm growing an appreciation for the way you can curate and put events together online in a way that can be very powerful. So, for example, you have a great Q&A on a topic which could be about Indigenous health, then you could have a presentation around someone doing and sharing a skill such as weaving, and then you could have an amazing Indigenous artist through the means of music share, and those things all intertwined as a part of the holistic picture of First Nations strength and resilience, empowerment, and also healing, also medicine for our people in these times. For me, it's, you know, a beautiful thing.
So you said it's going to last a few weeks.
It's going to run under the duration of May. So they decided that instead of doing it in a way that was going to be too congested over a small period of time, they wanted to spread it out so that there was an opportunity for people to still consume and also have that reflection time that is valuable for people in this time. We don't, you know, perhaps want our people to be ODing on technology as well.
Yeah.
That's the other end of the scale that we're suddenly in, where in order to stay connected, we're forced to overdose on our technological consumption. So that was considered as well in the way that the program was put together. It was, I believe, a decision that they felt, and I had discussions with them about this as well, that spreading things out is a really good way to continue the strengths of our people to build things that grow over a period of time as well.
Yeah. And your music is usually very heavily embedded in, you know, it's very, you're very strong on culture. And this is a very, very powerful way of bringing culture online. Besides Alice Skye, you said there are many other headline acts. Other musicians we may know that we would like to actually put the word out there so all the people come and join you guys?
Look, at this stage, we'll be announcing them on a week-to-week basis as we move along in time. But we can say, we definitely have great artists on the lineup coming up, and really a strong focus around women as well.
Yeah.
And acknowledging that there's a real particular power that seems to really come through with a lot of our women in the digital space within music. There's been something really special, particularly in the Medicine Song series, with our women. And the Koori Youth Council is an organization that very much, acknowledges the role of our young women in leadership, and that, we need to have more leadership from First Nations women moving forward, and that needs to be something that's platformed. And so in pulling this series together, it is a strong focus on our women, and I'm grateful that we have them there, that they're continuing to do the work, to continue to share song in an environment. The music world is a tricky environment at the best of times for anybody, and First Nations women are very vulnerable to the difficulties of the industry and just the different realms that they need to walk, whether that's an industry side of things or something else. It's a sensitive balance, so acknowledging their power and their gift that they give to us has certainly played into putting this lineup together as well, which for me, I try to always have more than 50% women, not only because there's a balance that needs to be switched, but because they're just powerful.
Yeah.
And it's something very beautiful to be able to play a role in supporting.
Yeah, and there's a rising a lot of really talented young Indigenous women really growing and taking the musical scene by storm. It's really, really empowering to hear that you're putting them forward. Now, you'll be presenting this every day yourself during this course of 5 weeks, or?
Yeah, so it'll just be one performance per week.
Yeah.
On Friday night at 6 p.m. we'll be doing the performances, and they will jump online with the Koori Youth Council, have a bit of a little Q&A just to connect them with the audiences and with the Koori Youth Council, deadly young people as well.
Yeah.
And then they will go on to their own profiles to stream, because it's really important that artists are given this chance and the opportunity at the moment for their platform to be acknowledged as much as possible. So that's another thing which has been part of the way I've been running the Medicine Song series, is that the artists run the shows themselves, and it's more about providing a promotional asset or promotional tools to really get behind them as an artist throughout that opportunity for them to take that show on and be acknowledged in a broader umbrella of empowerment and importance.
Yeah, and now... Because if it were in normal circumstances, they would have a venue where to go. Which platform will you be using? Because people need to be able to join. How is it going to be? Yeah,
so it was a choice that Koori Youth Council decided to go with Instagram as a platform for their Digital Youth Summit. So all the shows will be found on there.
Yeah, their account. Yeah, because that's actually very popular with the youth. Every young person has got an Instagram account. And now, in the Medicine series, yourself in your repertoire, which song can you recommend for us that's more representative of that aspect of your music?
For me, I feel very compelled that my music needs to be a tool for healing.
Yeah.
And that can look different, from one song to the next. It could be in one song, it needs to be a really clear and strong message. And in the next song, it could be that it's soft and gentle and graceful. That's always in my mind. It's about creating healing, by creating a clear pathway back to truth and back to aligning our lives into something that acknowledges the things that we descend from as First Nations people, first and foremost, but also what does a life that's built in responsibility to the power of the laws that have lived on this land for 80,000 plus years. Yeah. But, you know, one song for me that, you know, holds a very special place in my heart is My Song Ancestors. You know, that was a very conscious song about people really thinking about where they are, you know, even from the sonics of that song to really just draw people into a meditative state where you could close your eyes and feel all the things around you that are there and sink into that space then of having that sensitivity within one's own mannerisms and conduct to cultivate a sense of strong mindfulness.
Yeah.
Of, you know, where it is we're actually walking in this land as people in contemporary society upon what is still a cultural and sacred landscape from every single aspect of this continent. So that's definitely got a special place in my heart.
It's a very, very, very powerful one and very well described, because if you just listen to it without that background knowledge, you might miss some of the powerful message behind it.
Yeah, we had a pretty good yarn that's covered most of the key things, I guess.
Yeah.
Anything just to continue to explore First Nations music, because it has such a, you know, a beautiful opportunity for so much for us. And, you know, myself as an artist, I'm as much a fan of other First Nations artists, and the more I go within my own career, the more I can sit back and watch other First Nations artists and be so grateful for what it is that they provide. And people can listen to you know, First Nations playlist. There's plenty of great First Nations radio shows out there. I also have a radio show as well myself. And yeah, just to check out my Still Here social media page, and that's a great platform as well to find out some other amazing artists that have been a part of Medicine Songs, who are all doing their own incredible things throughout the COVID period.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've got their own ideas and their own philosophies about what's important right now. And I think every single one of them has something valuable to contribute to all of our lives at the moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which radio do you broadcast on?
I broadcast with Triple R on Sunday afternoons at 1 p.m, which I co-host that show with another brother, Paul Gorey. We have a focus purely on First Nations music and also First Nations music from other parts of the world as well. Lots from Turtle Island, aka Canada and the US.
Yeah.
We play bits and pieces from Aotearoa. We like to, I guess, play music that, you know, we love.
Yeah.
First and foremost, of course, we have strong feelings about First Nations sovereignty and decolonial practice and activity to enable for the greatest thriving Indigenous society or elements to society possible. So, you know, we're certainly not shy to platform Indigenous music that speaks up very much about the rights of First Nations people and different cultural elements as well. But again, at the same time, there's an Indigenous artist who's just making a great song that speaks to their experience, whatever that might be.
We'll
play that content as well.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.